This mask wasn't made for a person. Instead, it was meant to adorn a large yam.
Many parts of the world, but I would say particularly in the Pacific, plants have a very central role. And the question that we might ask ourselves is why? My name is Ludovic Coupaille. I am currently an associate professor at the Anthropology Department of University College London.
In the region of Papua New Guinea where this mask was made, yams are part of a complex cycle.
Their practice of planting, cultivating, harvesting, decorating and displaying those massive tubers.
On ceremonial occasions, gardeners decorate and display their yams with masks like these. Some yams reach up to 9 feet in length.
They check the length, the smoothness of the skin of the yam, the shape, which is quite important. But they ask about the history of that particular tuber. Where did the original seed came from? So who is the cultivator? Who is the gardener? What is his association? What are his network of relation?
Yams themselves are likened to individual people. When yam plants grow, their roots and vines form branches, a bit like family trees. While yams do produce seeds, this isn't how they reproduce. If you take a small piece of yam and plant it elsewhere, new yams will grow from that original tuber.
That means that when we look at a yam today, we look at a very old individual that has been reproduced over and over generation.
And when young men are initiated into adulthood, they crawl into the ceremonial house as if they are going underground.
They become themselves a yam going underneath and emerging, decorated with exactly the same type of ornaments that you put on yams. Or reversely, the yams are decorated exactly as the initiate.